You're listening to SBS News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke on Monday with the foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine and says, based on his own analysis, there will not be a conflict. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the Secretary General held telephone talks with Russia and Ukraine's foreign ministers.
Just want to let you know that the Secretary General held a virtual meeting earlier today with Sergei Lavrov, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation. He also spoke a very short while ago with the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba. I think what the Secretary General expressed to both foreign ministers was his serious concern over the heightened tensions around Ukraine. He welcomed the ongoing diplomatic discussions to diffuse those tensions and underlined yet again the fact that there is no alternative to diplomacy.
When asked 3 weeks ago about a possible Russian invasion, Mr. Guterres told reporters, "I'm convinced it will not happen, and I strongly hope to be right." Mr. Dujarric said that opinion remains unchanged.
The Secretary General some time ago said in this room that he didn't believe there would be a war. Is he now, after the calls and after the diplomacy and everything we've seen, that was about 3.5 weeks ago, does he still believe there will not be a conflict?
That opinion, as far as I know, has not changed.
Mr. Dujarric was also asked if the outreach could signal a greater mediation role for the United Nations.
I think, as the Secretary General said, his good officers are always available. I think it is his duty and responsibility as Secretary General to be in touch with many of the parties involved in this current situation.
Despite several countries, including the United States and Australia, recalling their diplomatic staff and citizens from Ukraine, Mr. Dujarric says the UN has no plans to evacuate or relocate any of its more than 1,600 staff. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed the nation in a bid to calm the population amid threats of a possible Russian invasion this week. Mr. Zelensky accused Moscow of waging a war against his country.
We are being threatened by a big war, and a date of military invasion was scheduled once again. It is not for the first time. A war is being conducted systematically against us on all fronts. On the military front, military contingent is increased around our borders. On the diplomatic front, they are trying to deprive us of the right to decide foreign policy on our own. On the energy front, they reduce gas, energy and coal supplies. On information front, they want to disseminate panic among us, among Ukrainian citizens, among investors through media.
He is urging state officials who left Ukraine amid reports of possible escalation this week to return home in 24 hours. Mr. Zelensky says February the 16th, the day U.S. intelligence believed the Russian invasion could start, will be a day of national unity, calling on the country to display the blue and yellow flags and sing the national anthem in the face of multiple threats. The Kremlin signaled on Monday that it was ready to keep talking with the West about security grievances that led to the current Ukraine crisis, offering hope that Russia might not invade its neighbor within days. Despite warnings from Washington, London, and elsewhere that Russian troops could move on Ukraine at a moment's notice, a meeting on Monday between Mr. Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov suggested otherwise. Even if a Russian invasion of Ukraine doesn't happen in the next few days, the crisis is reaching a critical point with European stability and the future of East-West relations hanging in the balance. A convergence of events over the coming week could determine whether the stalemate is resolved peacefully or not. The Biden administration says an invasion could happen at any moment with a possible target date of Wednesday. Matthew Lee, a diplomatic writer for the Associated Press, says it has been a week of intense diplomatic negotiations.
It was a pretty significant weekend for diplomatic contacts. You had President Biden speaking with President Putin on Saturday, and then President Biden speaking with President Zelensky of Ukraine on Sunday. Just another round of increasingly dire warnings coming from not just the United States, but from European countries, so the Brits, the Germans, the French.
At the session with Vladimir Putin, Mr. Lavrov argued that Moscow should hold more talks with the U.S. and its allies, despite their refusal to consider Russia's main security demands. Moscow, which denies it has any plans to invade Ukraine, wants Western guarantees that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members. It also wants the alliance to halt weapons deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe, demands flatly rejected by the West. Mr. Lee believes the hardline Russian stance has changed.
Now, we did have what may be a slight softening of the Russian position this morning from a meeting between President Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, during which Lavrov said that there was still room for diplomacy and a diplomatic resolution to the increasingly escalating tensions.
However, questions remain about Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions.
Now, over here in Washington, people take this with a little bit of a grain of salt because no one really knows, including probably Foreign Minister Lavrov, what Putin's thinking is and what his calculations are now and what might change his calculations.
In the week ahead, Washington and NATO are expecting Moscow's formal response after they rejected its main security demands. NATO's Secretary General is Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO remains ready to engage in meaningful dialogue with Russia. And the best way for Russia to demonstrate its readiness to find a peaceful solution is to de-escalate and remove their forces, which are now threatening Ukraine, and choose the path of diplomacy. We agreed that every sovereign nation has the fundamental right to choose its own path, and we call on all to respect this right.
An important international security conference is taking place in Munich next weekend, with Vice President Kamala Harris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and top European officials planning to attend. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.